And we're now joined by Tommy Casanova. That is Dr. Tommy Casanova. His jersey has been retired by LSU, number 37. And Tommy Casanova is joining us as he is in the midst of seeing patients. He is a practicing ophthalmologist in Acadiana, and it is always a pleasure to talk with you, Dr. Tommy Casanova.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Number 37, I noticed no LSU player is wearing 37 this year.
Yeah, somebody got confused.
Well, when they retired you.
They retired that number.
Yeah.
No, well, you don't do that by yourself. You do that with a lot of other players that helped you get there. And that's kind of why I am right now.
Well, you played some memorable games at LSU, and some of those were against Auburn, one in particular in 1969 when you were a sophomore. That was one of the most celebrated games in Tiger Stadium history, 21-20. I bet you remember that one well.
Yeah, Sullivan and Beasley, man, I remember that really well. They had a great team. I really think, man for man, they were better than we were, but we just played as a team, and we got it done. I don't know how, but we did.
Well, you were a college football Hall of Famer. Tommy Casanova,
right.
I recall you were on the cover of Sports Illustrated going into your senior year, and you played both sides. In those days, that was still not that uncommon. It never happens now. How has the game changed through the years?
Oh, hang on just a minute. Yeah, okay, I'll be in a minute. How the game has changed, they're throwing the ball a lot more than they are now, which I'm glad to see, because it makes it easier for to pick them off. You know, I don't know. They had it's pretty much changed. Hang on just a minute.
Okay, Tommy, I know you're in the midst of working on patients. He is a practicing ophthalmologist, but
sometimes they get out there and, hello.
Yes, we're with you.
Okay, you still there?
I am.
The guys that get out there and play ball are still going to win. I mean, you can throw the ball all you want, but it's the running team that really makes it difficult.
Well, I mentioned that you, of course, were a state senator, and I would imagine with the pedigree of being a three-time All-American at LSU, if you had wanted to, you probably could have been elected governor by acclamation, might have even run for president of the United States. Why did you leave politics?
Well, because I might have been crazy, but I'm not stupid. You know what I mean? When I ran for the state senate, there was a gentleman that was not, it was not doing well. I mean, it was all about them and their friends and doing this and doing that, and it just ticked me off. You know, I swore I would never get into politics, but when it came around time and he started passing out campaign contribution checks from the gambling casinos, I mean, I just lost it when he did that. And so that's when I started to run for office. And fortunately or unfortunately, I was elected. And I served 4 years, and it was just all I could take. My wife had come down. She was not well, and it was time for me to come back to my practice anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I served 4 years, and I look back, and we tried our best. We had a handful of people we couldn't necessarily get stuff passed, but we could get stuff blocked. And it was a real nice experience.
Well, and you were a Republican, and one of your best friends I know was the prominent Democrat Foster Campbell. The two of you hit it off despite your political differences.
Oh yeah, you cannot be around Foster Campbell and not like him. I mean, he's so interesting, and he's fun, and he's honest, and he's willing to accept that I was different than he was, and the way we felt and what we did. And I really still like. I look forward to seeing him anytime.
Well, I mentioned that you were on some great teams. 69, LSU lost once in 1970. You won the SEC, went to the Orange Bowl, and then in 71 lost three very close games in your senior season. And you played for Charles McClendon, a coach that never won a national title, but he sure left an indelible mark on LSU.
Well, Coach Mack was a great guy. What we needed was a couple more points and a couple of strategic places, and we'd have been all right. But Charlie McClendon was just a first class person. I mean, we really miss him.
Yeah, and you didn't have the best talent. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Go ahead.
Well, you probably, based on the number of players that were in the NFL at that time, you didn't have as many. LSU has 40 players in the NFL. Was not the case in your day.
No, not at all. I mean, I think you could count the number of NFL players. I tried. It was like six of us that had played at LSU. And, you know, we had Billy Cowan was still there. Johnny Rawlinson was still there. Jerry Stovall was there. We just didn't have the talent to play in the NFL, but we didn't have many people that weighed 250 pounds. You know, everybody in the NFL weighs 250 pounds almost. But we got out there and got it done.
All right. We're going to take a short break and we'll return after this pause. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing a few more minutes with the incomparable Tommy Casanova, the pride of Crowley, Louisiana. He played several years in the NFL after leaving LSU with the Cincinnati Bengals, and then he came back home and has been practicing medicine, a prominent ophthalmologist. He's seeing patients as we speak, and as we went to the break, we were talking to him about Charlie McClendon and the years at LSU. McClendon had great teams, had trouble beating Alabama, but had great teams, and he did it without having the big-name talent. To give you an example, in 1979 when USC came here, they had 11 first-round picks, four Pro Football Hall of Famers, two Heisman winners, all on the same team, and LSU, by all rights, should have won that game. Tommy Casanova, you probably had a coach who got the most he could have out of his talent.
Oh, yeah. You know, we just, there were so many of us that were less than 200 pounds. I mean, talking about Ricky Piku the other day, I mean, he must have weighed 185 pounds, but he thought he weighed 285 pounds. I mean, he just played his heart out. All of us did. You know, we just got out there and worked together as a team and got it done.
Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, I had the pleasure of talking with Tommy at the Andoni Museum before a game with a crowd, and most of the crowd was comprised of your former teammates. And you got choked up. Those years that you spent at LSU, the 4 years, three of them as an All-American, they're some of the most formative years of your life.
Yeah, well, you know, it was tough being around those guys, you know, because they deserved a lot of that, the credit that I was getting. A lot of it, I'm breaking up right now just thinking about it. But anyway, you do everything as a team, not as a player. And, we had guys that were just unbelievable. Not so much for their talent, but for their lack of talent, especially when it comes to size. But we just played together as a team. Coach Mack had the magic button that got us just working together.
Is it true you boxed Art Cantrell?
That I what?
That you boxed Art Cantrell, who was kind of the baddest guy in town. He was a tough guy.
Tough. I mean, he was made of stone. I mean, the guy was quick as a cat. I mean, he was unbelievable. We'd box out in the dorm, and I mean, he could reach out and touch you under the chin and touch you behind the ear, and it was unbelievable what that guy could do. I mean, but he had been a boxing champion since his childhood, and he was a great player and a great friend.
As we parked our conversation to let you get back to your patients, Dr. Casanova, what about the dementia that is obviously apparent, particularly from defensive players who use their heads to tackle opponents? You seem to have dodged that, but others have not been as fortunate.
No, in fact, I haven't dodged it. I mean, a lot of us have neurologic problems that are just kind of being discovered. But I'm right there with the rest of them, you know. I mean, I worry about the things that like I'm forgetting right now. it's something that everybody needs to be concerned about, you know. And I think the NFL is trying to do something about it, but they're not doing a real good job with it, because there are a lot of players that I played with in Cincinnati that really have bad neurologic problems right now. And, you know, I'm not going to give any names out, but it really worries me that it's going to affect a lot more of us. And we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, at 68 years old, Thomas Henry Casanova III seems to be doing pretty well. And the fact that you see patients almost every day, I think, is indicative of the fact that you... You're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there. I'd love to be sharper than I am, but you know that's the way it goes.
Well, I'm not going to keep you much longer. But a listener asks, when you go to Tiger Stadium, do you still want to get down on the field? Do you still have that inclination to say, I'd love to be down there?
Yeah, but just to visit.
Just to visit.
You know. You always want to be on Tiger Stadium, on the field at Tiger Stadium. I mean, that's a wonderful place for me, and it has done so much for me in so many different ways that you just can't help it.
Running through those goalposts, that has to be like the ultimate.
Well, it was, for me. I don't run through them anymore. I walk through them, but... my knee is, in fact, I'm just getting over a knee replacement surgery about 3 weeks ago. And so it catches up with you with time if you live long enough, you know.
Well, I've seen you. You still look like you could you could suit up and last a play or two. And, Tommy, thanks for joining us. And congratulations on an impeccable life. You are the true ambassador for LSU. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I have to tell you, when you say you followed me and seen that you may have cataracts. We can do
you're the guy I need to go to. Then. Yeah.
No, I couldn't pass up that shot. You set me up.
Thank you, Tommy Casanova.
Okay, thank you.
Number 37. Hall of Famer, Tommy Casanova.